Your Autolite dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Skatex.
Wallet and Bobble Garage. Skatex Wallet speaking. What's that? Yes, sir. We can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels. Sure. We'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers. In this episode, The Adventure of the Ancient and Honorable Autobots, Wilmer goes dangerously astray because he doesn't realize that an Autobot is an old-fashioned cylinder-playing phonograph. But first, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. Gasoline Alley. While Skeezix is out trying to promote some new business with the Whitewash Laundry Company, Wilmer is left in charge of the shop. He's working very hard on a pint of ice cream while changing a set of spark plugs when the phone rings.
Want in Papa Garage.
Did you mention Autobots?
Well, sure.
What did you say? There must be a bad connection.
I said, can you fix that Autobot?
Oh, you mean an Autobot.
That's what I said.
We can fix anything on four wheels.
Never counted the wheels.
Never counted the wheels. Gosh, what year is it?
Let me see. It must have started around 1905.
Oh, sure. I remember the old 1905 Autobots. That's one of those 12-cylinder jobs, isn't it?
It's got about 24 cylinders left.
Holy mackerel. What seems to be the trouble?
Don't like the way he sounds. He's all choked up.
Well, say, it isn't one of those old steam jobs, is it?
She used to have plenty of steam. Especially when I had one of those hot numbers in her.
Oh, it's a sports model, a convertible, huh?
No, just plain ornery, I guess. Never had any trouble before. Well, can you fix it? That's what I want to know, young fella.
You bet I can, Mr. The Autobots. There's nothing new to me.
Then come around right away. The name is Starkey. Professor Starkey. And I live in the house on Bald Hill.
Be there within the hour. You can count on us.
Hi, Wilmer. I've got good news.
So have I, Steve. But you tell yours first.
Well, the Whitewash Laundry Company has agreed to give us a chance. If we can put both their trucks in shape to make deliveries tonight, we'll get their business permanently. But that means we'll have to hustle. Wilmer, you come with me.
Gosh, Steve, that isn't so good. I just promised we'd do a job right away.
Look, Wilmer, why didn't you wait until you heard from me?
Well, we can forget about my deal. It's not important. I promised some old guy on Bald Hill we'd fix his auto box.
His what?
It's an Autobot. It's an old-fashioned automobile. So old, I guess it's not important. Forget it.
Oh, no, Wilmer. We can't do that. In business, you're only as good as your word.
But we don't want to lose the laundry company. Their business is all year round.
Well, here's what we'll do. We'll take the tow truck to Bald Hill and bring the old Autobots back to the garage. Sarge can be working on it while we're at the laundry company. Let's go. There's no time to lose.
Gosh, Skeezix, is this a place? Sure looks old.
It's the only house on Bald Hill. Must be the place.
Skeezix, you know what?
Hmm?
I'm not so sure I can fix an auto box.
Wilmer, you said you were an expert on auto boxes. This is a fine time to change your mind.
You'll not, Skeezix.
Yes? What is it you want?
We're from the garage. We've come to fix the auto box.
Who is it, Frank?
The two gentlemen from the garage.
Tell them to come in.
We don't have to come in. Just show us where the garage is.
Oh, you've come to fix the auto box, haven't you?
That's right, sir. Where is it?
In your study, of course.
The study? You keep it in a study?
Where else? Please follow me, gentlemen.
That's a funny place to keep it.
Yeah. If you know so much about auto boxes, Wilmer, what is it doing in the study?
This must be a midget auto box. They were very popular for a while.
It's right in here. Open the door, Frank. There's the auto box.
Where?
On the table.
Oh, yeah. You know, Steve, it's so dark in here, I couldn't see it for a minute.
Dark? The lights are very bright in here.
Yeah, that old-fashioned phonograph on the table was standing in front of it. I couldn't see it.
My good fella, what are you trying to see?
I was trying to see your auto box.
It's right in front of your nose on the table.
On the table?
But that's a phonograph, an old-fashioned phonograph.
Eh, what'd you expect? An automobile?
But we're automobile mechanics.
Now, look here. When I called you on the phone, you said you could fix anything with wheels. That auto box has wheels. Now fix it.
But we thought
it was... Let's not have any more nonsense. Are you going to fix it or are you going to go back on your word?
Okay, Professor Starkey. If we said we'd fix it, we'll do our level best to live up to what we said. Now we'll take that old auto box of yours back to the garage.
Oh, no. That's the one and only specimen of its kind left in the world. Outside of the Smithsonian Institute. And I won't let it out of my house.
But, Jesus, it'll take us maybe 2 hours or more to fix this thing. And we've got to get over to the whitewash laundry garage and work on their two trucks or we'll lose that job.
Wilmer, we'll have to work as fast as we can. We promised this job first and we'll have to stick by it.
You mean we're stuck with it.
Back to Gasoline Alley and the adventure of the ancient and honorable auto box. When Wilmer agreed to fix an old-fashioned phonograph, he thought it was an old-fashioned car. However, Skeezix insisted they live up to their word, even if it meant losing the whitewash laundry repair job.
Skeezix, we've been here over an hour. How are you coming along in that auto box?
I've almost got it, Wilmer.
Almost got it. How do you like that old Professor Stark? You let me believe that an auto box is an automobile. Some people haven't got no scruples.
Oh, Wilmer, please hand me that screwdriver.
I need it at a 24 cylinder.
Wilmer, I have both hands full. Hand me that screwdriver.
Tell me it was a cross between a Stanley steamer and a spit.
Wilmer, will you please hand me that screwdriver? If I let go of this, the whole thing will come apart again.
No, don't get excited. Here's the screwdriver.
Don't hand it to me. Turn this little screw here.
Which one? This one?
No. Not that one.
Jesus, you're not being very much of a help to me. You know, you could point to it.
With both hands full? Look, Wilmer. This one, over in the right-hand corner. Turn that screw.
Oh, this one. Why didn't you say so? There. Not fixing.
I hope so. Now let's screw the horn back on and see if we can play anything on it. Oh, there it is, standing in the corner.
Jesus, you know, I think that this gadget over here should be over there.
Wilmer, please don't touch anything over there. I've just got to put together...
Now, look, Jesus, if this gadget over here and that gadget over there would be closer to this gadget in between...
I'm afraid to move. Don't touch that thing.
Oh, it's nothing to be afraid of, Jesus. Look, like this. There. See?
Wilmer...
I guess it wasn't made very well. How's it coming out, Skeezix? Have we almost got it?
We've almost got it.
Yeah.
If I can keep you 6 feet away from it, I'll finally get this thing together again. Wilma, fit that cylinder in on the machine and we'll play it. Now I'll turn it on.
Jesus, it works!
Not very well. I don't know what's wrong with it. The clock works. Seems to be working since I cleaned it. There's nothing wrong. It sounds so muffled. Wilmer, put your hand down the horn and see if there's anything stuck in it.
Okay. Yeah, I got something. Look! Look, I found a tooth!
Yes, I see.
A human tooth! Jesus!
Wilmer, settle down. That isn't a human tooth. It looks like the tooth of an animal. Say, it's got a little gold loop on it so that you can hang it on a watch fob.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Put your hand down the horn again and see if there's anything else down there.
I've got something that feels like papers. Well, I've got it.
Who was that? That's it, Wilmer. Those old pieces of paper were blocking up the horn. That's why it sounded muffled.
I told you we could fix it.
Come in.
Where? How's everything going?
Oh, the Autovox is fixed, Professor Starkey. We found the trouble.
Yeah, splendid. Yeah, you've done a fine job, Lance.
Oh, it's nothing, nothing at all. We can fix anything.
Oh, wait a minute. That tooth. Where did it come from?
You mean this one here on the table?
Well, I found it inside the horn of the Autovox. Is it valuable?
Valuable? It was my father's lucky piece. And Buffalo's tooth. In the West, 43 years ago, when he was on his deathbed, he left it, and his will on the pillar by his side. In the morning, the tooth had disappeared.
Will? Wilmer, where are the papers you pulled out of the horn?
Oh, I threw them away.
Oh, what? Where? Where'd you throw them?
In a wastebasket here.
Here, Professor Starkey, take a look at this. Is this the will?
Good heavens, yes. My father's will. All these years, I've been searching for it.
You mean to say the will was in that auto box all this time and you didn't know?
Exactly. This will proves that it is actually I who own the Pioneer Carriage Company.
Oh, you mean the Pioneer Coach Company, don't you? They've got two big buses.
Perhaps they've changed since my day. But buses or carriages, I own it. And, well, as a reward, I shall send my business the way of you boys.
Oh, that's very generous of you, sir. Wilmer and I appreciate it.
Sounds fair enough to me, Skeezix. You know how the saying goes. An eye for an eye, and one good tooth deserves another.
Your gasoline alley friends will be back in just a moment. But now a word from your own Autolite dealer. Now a word about the next adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Skeezix.
Wilmer, what happened to you? Did you break your arm?
Never felt better in my life.
Well, then why are you carrying your arm in a sling?
Just resting the old wing for the big bowling contest tonight. They say some professionals are in town to look me over.